So this morning we are thinking, we're looking at the story of the healing by the pool, and I'll bring the reading to you now, which is from John's Gospel, chapter 5, and it can be found on page 1068 in your church Bibles, and if you're at home, it can be found in John chapter 5 in your Bible. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now, there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been there for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and learned that he had been in this condition for such a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." Then the man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who'd made him well. This is the word of the Lord. It's quite a strange story to us today, the notion of there being a pool that stirs and the people who are unwell try to get into it. We all know how long the man had been lying there. I'm a little bit more than 38, only just. That's quite a long time. That must be quite soul-destroying. And yet, how many people would have walked past him, sat there? Everyone would have known that the belief that if you got into the water first as it stirred, you'd be healed. How many people would have walked by and just ignored him? But not Jesus. Jesus walks by and stops. We're very good at obeying stop signs when we're driving, when we're cycling. Just wonder how good we are at kind of obeying God's stop signs when there's people to help. So in your groups or your family or the people you're sat next to, the people you're sat on the sofa with, just think about this question. How often do you meet people looking for help? So just think about that, discuss that with the people you're with. It always seems a shame to interrupt such lively conversations that you're all having at home, and I know that the conversations in church are lively as well. So Jesus stopped. He saw the person in need and he stopped to help. But what does Jesus say to him? He asks him, "Do you want to get well?" Doesn't judge, doesn't question. He just helps. And I suppose really that is Jesus at work. Many of you might know that I work in the construction industry. I've spent a lot of time working on motorways, so I'm very familiar with signs like that. It may not look like there's always a lot going on when we're working on the motorways. Didn't look like there was a lot going on with Jesus because he stopped to have a conversation. He engaged with the person, he spoke to him, came down, possibly quite literally, onto his level. And Jesus healed him. In your groups, think about this question. Have there been times where you've shown the love of Jesus simply by helping someone? Go and discuss. Okay. Again, it's always a shame to interrupt your conversations. Perhaps you can carry those on with your friends and your family this afternoon, this evening, during the week. So Jesus tells the man to get up, pick up your mat and walk. And so he does. Picks up his mat and he walks. Except he's walking on the Sabbath carrying his mat. Not me, his roll-out mat. And yet that was against the rules for the Jewish people. And some of the elders, the Pharisees, maybe the teachers, they'd have seen that. They'd have known that that was against the rules. And they called out to stop. And they stopped. And they weren't happy that he'd been healed. They weren't happy that Jesus had been at work. No, they were happy because he was working. He was carrying his mat. They were so caught up in the strict observation of the Jewish interpretation of God's laws that they kind of missed what was blindingly obvious in front of them. And I wonder, is the last question to think about in your groups. Are there times that we've missed God in action because we're too busy following the rules? Go and discuss. So, Jesus' healing on the Sabbath was a sign of his authority from God. Only God could work on a Sabbath, so Jesus was giving a sign to the Jewish people that he was from God, he was God's son. It's easy to think back to one of the parables that Jesus told about the Good Samaritan. When we see people in help, we need to not walk on by. We need to stop. We need to be prepared to do God's work for the people we see. And as we reflect on the example that Jesus gives to care for each other, to love our neighbours, to help without judging those we meet every day, even those we meet on a Sunday, even those we meet on a day off, I pray that our hearts will be willing and ready to serve. Willing and ready to respond to that call. So this week, try to find an opportunity each day to show a sign of Jesus' love, to be a sign pointing others to follow Jesus. Make a note of those opportunities you have each day and discuss them with your friends, discuss them with your family in the evening, and be thankful for the times where we've got the opportunity to stop and do God's work. Amen.